It's the Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week, we're talking about all things creepy, crawly, and yummy.
Yes, Halloween is next week, so we know it's top of mind for kids of all ages, even those of us who are all grown up. Speaking of grown ups, are you going to dress up this year, Shannon?
Oh, I'm not sure yet. For the past couple of years, I've thrown on a little black dress, some boots, and a witch hat, so that's always an option. What about you?
Well, by the time I get the kids dressed and ready, I'm usually too worn out to figure out a costume for myself, but I know some adults really go all out, and as usual, some of the outfits will be ripped straight from pop culture, books, and news headlines. Remember the tan mom in the news? I bet we'll see a few tan mom costumes this year, and any of the Kardashians are fair game. And if you really want to put the A in adult, how about a 50 Shades of Grey inspired outfit?
Oh, maybe I'll stick to my witch hat.
Good idea.
According to the Retail Federation, the witch continues to reign supreme as the most popular costume for women. Surprisingly, Naughty Nurse is all the way down the list at number 9. I would have assumed it was closer to the top.
Yeah, me too. Remember, Pinterest is a great resource for generating Halloween costume ideas. I just saw some hilarious group costume ideas on Pinterest, including a flock of angry birds, three little pigs with the dad as the big bad wolf, and a family that went as a flower bouquet.
Cute. Tomorrow we'll be back again at 7:45 a.m. to talk Halloween, specifically top costumes for kids. And remember, you can find more tips on this topic as well as new articles every day on our website, nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.